Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject we're still working through and believing through is the blood covenant between God and man. And we're doing part 8 of the 25-part series. And this part, the topic is understanding the authority placed in the covenant. I want to present to you 8 points. The first point, there was an absolute agreement between God and Abram sealed on both sides. God sealed his own side and swore by himself. In Genesis chapter 22, verse 16, there was no higher authority to swear by. If God broke the covenant or the agreement, he would have to destroy himself. It was that serious. This covenant was really serious. Part 3, man's part of the covenant was sealed in the act of circumcision in his flesh. Genesis chapter 17, verses 10 to 14. When a man is circumcised, blood is shed, and this was God's way of putting man into the covenant. And why circumcision? Because it meant that every seed that came from the man came through the circumcision and was covered by the blood. Man's part of the covenant, as I said, was sealed in the act of circumcision by his flesh. It was made official by the shedding of man's blood. The Hebrew word covenant means to cut where blood flows. This is the strongest word of an agreement of any language. Let me say that again. It was made official by the shedding of man's blood. The Hebrew word covenant means to cut where blood flows. This is the strongest word for an agreement in any language. Point 5. A covenant is a contract or an agreement made between two parties and sealed by the shedding of their blood. Once this is done, the covenant can never be broken. Every heathen tribe on the face of the earth has a blood covenant, including the American Indians. The blood covenant between God and man was marked by the man's flesh through circumcision. In other words, circumcision was the cut of the covenant. The covenant that God created with Abraham was very serious. And as I've said in the last few minutes, is that if God broke the covenant, he would have to destroy himself. But God, of course, won't break the covenant. He created a covenant, an agreement, a contract between mankind and himself. God was now back in a legal position that he could start supplying the needs of mankind once again, including many areas. I hope you've enjoyed this part today, understanding the authority placed in the covenant, which is part 8. We're going now to part 9. Of the 25-part series, and the topic is God consults with his covenant man. Thank you and God bless.